run in this series. Six bombs on the year and 28 RBIs. Rips this one deep, but foul out into right. On base for him, creeping up towards 300 at 294 on the year. And now the whine in the 2-2. Misses up and outside. So three balls and two strikes. Perez originally from Venezuela and been in this league since 2021. One of those guys trying to work his way to the high A level of the Brewers system and the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. He goes down waving. Changeup got him. And Trey Dombrowski has back-to-back strikeouts in the home sixth.
Now back from the Jets. Today's 86 cleanup batter, number 10, Jose Cibrian.
Brings up Jose Cibrian, the catcher and cleanup hitter. Cibrian 0 for 2. Hasn't faced off against Trey Dombrowski yet. Grounded out and flied out yesterday when he was facing Manuel Urias. First pitch missed low, a Dombrowski slider. And it's one ball and no strikes on Cibrian. And now here's the 1-0 offering. It's a fastball for a strike on the low outside corner. 1-1. And now swing on a 1-1 pitch. That was a slider burying it on the righty. One ball and two strikes. Scoreless, seven combined hits in this game. Three for Fayetteville, four for Carolina, but none yet against Trey Dombrowski. He has not allowed a base runner so far. Three strikeouts, pair of ground outs, and a flyout. Six up, six down for Trey as he tries to continue the stretch with a 1-2 pitch, and Cibrian looks at it low and away. Jose Cibrian batting 240. He has four home runs and 19 RBIs and a 315 on base percentage. Here comes Dombrowski's kick in 2-2. And Cibrian hits it softly past the mound on the roll. Picked up on the second base side of the second base bag by Dari Lorenzo. He throws across to first, and the inning is over. 1-2-3 again as Trey Dombrowski's held the Mudcats to zip. Seven in a row retired. And we are scoreless. Going to the seventh on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Radio Network.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the Team and Stats tab, and click on Press Box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches, plus a Listen Live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search PressBox at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter. Someday, put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday.
Patricio Aquino is back out to work against Garrett McGowan as we play the top of the seventh inning. One of these sides looking for a breakthrough into the final third of the ball game. McGowan has walked and struck out. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and it shorts the plate, 3-0. Fayetteville's had multiple base runners at this point. Four they've left on over the first two innings. And meanwhile, Trey Dombrowski hasn't allowed a base runner. He's gone seven up, seven down to begin his Sunday early afternoon. Here's the 3-0 home. And that runs inside, but called a strike. Zone expanded a little bit on McGowan, and it's 3-1. Sandra Gastone on deck, and then Frank Perez, the 6-7-8, second time through for Aquino. And he gets a swing from McGowan on a 91-mile-per-hour fastball. 3-2 the count. Singles from Lorenzo and Encarnacion in the last inning. In the fifth, it was McGowan and Gastone drawing walks but getting left on. 3-2 payoff pitch, and a fly ball is lifted to center. Lara started back. Now a few steps in. He camps, makes the catch, and there's one away. After today's baseball games, there won't be anything for you until Friday night when we'll be back in downtown Fayetteville for a three-game meeting against the Augusta Green Jackets. And on July 29th, about 20 days from now, we got a cool opportunity for the fans that want to come out and see a little part of history. The World Series trophy will be at Segra Stadium July 29th, and you can buy a VIP experience from 2 to 4 p.m. to take some photos of the trophy, see it one-on-one, and you can check out more information about that through the FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com website and through the promotional schedule. One ball, one strike count with one away. And here's the pitch to Sandra Gastone. He fouls it back, and it's 1-2. But Augusta upcoming next Friday, 7 o'clock start time, and we'll have them for three games before Fayetteville heads on the road again to Lynchburg, Virginia, to see the Hillcats for the first time this year. And our broadcast will be on the road for that one as well. Here's the 1-2, and Gastone chased up high, overextended, and strikes out swinging. Two gone for Aquino in the seventh. And now it's Frank Perez. First pitch to Perez, and that runs inside on him. It is 1-0. Perez popped out against Aquino to second base in his first trip. He's 0 for 2 with a strikeout as well last night. And cuts through a slider. It is 1-1. Three hits in this game, all singles. Gastone and Encarnacion and Lorenzo with the three knocks. And a slider misses down in the left side of the plate. It is 2-1. Infield, outfield, straight up against Perez. He did drive in a run on Friday night with a single to the left field wall. Takes the 2-1, but it's a strike. That was a front door slider that started in and then cut towards the zone. 2-2 as Aquino tries to set down the side in order. And he does. Gets Perez to wave early at a breaking ball. And the Woodpeckers go down in order. It's time to stretch on this early afternoon in Zebulon. Scoreless on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867. Trey Dombrowski looking for some run support behind him. The Woodpeckers go down in order in the top of the seventh. And now we play the home half. Dombrowski's retired all seven Mudcats that he's seen today. And he squares off against Yadier Arenamo in a 2-0 count to begin this home seventh. The pitch to Arenamo hit well out to left. Long run from Machandi. It's over his head, and it one hops off the base of the wall. Arenamo sprinting to second base. Throw comes in short of the bag. And he's in there with a double. So the first Carolina base runner of the day comes on an extra base hit. Trey Dombrowski against Jay Savina now, and the pitch home is inside. 1-0. Avina has flied to right and also grounded out to short. This is the final batter in the Carolina lineup that Dombrowski will see for the first time. He's now worked all the way through the nine as the 1-0 is in there for strike one. A lot of slider coming out of Dombrowski today, and that's his M.O. Throws the breaking ball almost as much as his fastball that's in the low 90s, but he gets the outs with the breaker more often. 1-1 the count. Here's the pitch home, and he does go with the fastball. Missed low with it. It is 2-1. Jay Savina, the team home run leader with 8. Passed up Luke Adams earlier in the series with his 8th of the year, 24 RBIs as well. Arenamo off of second. Avina swings, and that's a base hit through the left side. Machandi is up with it, going to third, Arenamo. And runners are on the corners. Now some trouble for Trey, as there's two on, nobody out. Back-to-back hits. And Carolina is starting to put it together. So Jesus Chirinos is in. He struck out against Dombrowski to continue the ball game today. Was the first batter to step up, but now he comes up in a big spot with two on and a chance to break up this scoreless tie, give Carolina their first lead. And Dombrowski's pitch home, check swing, and he went too far. That's a strike, and it's 1-1. Here's the 1-1, and a slider misses outside. Two balls and one strike. Chirinos now at 236 after his strikeout in his last at bat. He only has 10 RBIs on the year, hasn't driven in a ton on the season, but a big spot with Arenamo down at third base. Dombrowski ready to pitch. He delivers, ground ball going to third. Lofton backs up on it. Fields goes to second. The turn throw to first is wide, gets by Gastone. Chirinos makes it aboard, and the run scores. Arenamo is in, and an RBI fielder's choice for Chirinos has given the Mudcats a 1-0 advantage. This ball game finally sees a run. Dario Lorenzo had time to get that throw over. Probably should have been a double play. You can't assume a double play, so no error on Dari. But Chirinos catches a break. If he was doubled up, he wouldn't have been given the RBI.
Kalen Nicasio takes a slider for strike one. In a game like this, though, you're just trying to, even with a double play, get that run in. Get the ball in play, bring home the runner from third, so Chirinos did his job and picks up his 11th RBI of the season in the process. Kalen Nicasio ready for the next pitch, and he gets under it. High fly ball to medium right. Frank Perez circling underneath, drifting to his right at the last moment and making the catch for round number two. In steps the right-handed bat, Alexander Perez. With two outs, 1-0 Carolina, Perez cuts through a fastball, low one. And the run puts the pressure on. Fayetteville's been competitive in this game, putting base runners aboard, but now they have to bring them in. They only have six outs to play with. And Carolina has a chance to win this series with a victory in this game. A swing and a foul backwards. Prior to the suspension on Saturday, they won Thursday and Friday's game to guarantee a split. Only Fayetteville win came on Wednesday night in that 7-5 victory. But Carolina wins this one. They'll have won the series. And this is a big bounce back for a club that was pummeled in their own ballpark, embarrassed almost by the Woodpeckers going back a few weeks when Fayetteville came in, lost that first game, and then won six in a row, took 6 of 7. They've counterpunched this week on home turf. Here's the 0-2. And a tapper that got off the catcher and will go foul. Nothing in two. And if Dombrowski can't get some run support, he'll be looking at a seventh loss this season, which is shocking when you consider how effective he has been. He's been one of the Woodpeckers' most reliable arms. League strikeout leader and ERA below four. The numbers that he has this year just don't equate to potentially seven losses if he suffers the loss today. Here's a deep fly out into center. Zach Cole sprinting back on it, and before the track, he has room to make the catch and end the inning. So Dombrowski gives up the one run on the fielder's choice, looking for some run support behind him. The Woodpeckers now trail for the first time in this game, 1-0, going to the top of the eighth inning on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Back with you at Five County Stadium. We are in the top of the eighth inning of our Saturday ball game, resumed here on Sunday afternoon. Carolina has gotten on the board, an RBI fielder's choice, and they lead 1-0. Fayetteville with six outs to play with, and Royland Machandy at the bottom of the order facing Patricio Aquino. Here comes the 0-1 to Machandy, and a slider clips the low outside corner. It is a strike, 0-2. Machandi struck out against Aquino back in the fifth. He popped out to third base in the third inning yesterday. Takes the ball away, and it is 1-2. Machandi batting 179 with two home runs and four RBIs. He's made a couple of nice defensive plays in the outfield this series. That's really been his highlight so far. And here's the wind in the 1-2 home. It rides up and in. Two balls and two strikes is the count. Infield, outfield, straight up against Machandi. And here comes the kick and the 2-2 pitch. It misses outside. Three balls and two strikes. Zach Cole on deck, and then Luis Encarnacion in the hole, so the Woodpeckers will get some big bats upcoming. The top of their order waiting in the wings. 3-2. Here's the payoff pitch, and Machandi takes ball four. That's a big walk to start the inning, get the tying run on base, and let your top guys in Cole and Encarnacion try and level this ball game or more. Machandi the walk. It's the third issued by Aquino. And now you got to do something with these base runners. Fayetteville left two on in the fifth, two more in the sixth. They have had their chances that are trying to get on the board for the first time. 1-0 Carolina, back to the top with Zach Cole, and he takes strike one on a changeup blown in. Cole has gone 0-3. His 10-game hitting streak ended on Friday night, going 0-3 with a walk. Here comes the 0-1, and Cole tipped it off the catcher Cibrian. But a pretty good hit streak there by Zach Cole, which was a top-five streak. He fell just short of Tyler Whitaker and Ricardo Below for the longest streaks this year. Both those guys had stretches of 13-game hit streaks. So the new baseball in hand, Aquino ready to pitch to Cole. 0-2 the count with Machandi off of first. He's got some good speed. Wouldn't be surprised to see him off and going. And he is breaking for second. Pitch is high and outside. Throw going down. The tag on Machandi, and they got him. Almost perfectly designed. Cibrian popped out of the crouch, quickly had a throwing slot, and Machandi is gunned down. That's a big out. It was almost too predictable. And I think Carolina was kind of thinking, as we were up in the booth, two-strike count, trying to get that tying run in scoring position, Machandi's speed, the equation added up. And the pitch was kind of high and outside, almost like it was perfectly located. It wasn't quite a pitch out, but it was sort of like a pitch out. Here's the 1-2 coming home, and Cole strikes out. So two outs in the eighth, and big turn of events in that last little sequence for Carolina. Nobody on, and Luis Encarnacion coming up. There is some bullpen activity out there for Carolina. They have a right-hander starting to loosen in their left field bullpen, and that's number 39, Yerlin Rodriguez, who picked up a save on Friday night. And another save opportunity spot may go to him again. Inside slider backs Encarnacion away. And it's 1-0. Here's the kick and the next offer. Another pitch inside. And Enka steps out of the way. Two balls, no strikes, the count. Encarnacion has gone 1-3. He's singled against Aquino back in the sixth on a soft roller to the third base side. Here's the 1-0, a 2-0, and he swings at an inside changeup. That was probably ball three. And now the 2-1 pitch. A check swing on a slider, and they appeal up the line close, but he didn't go. Dylan Holsey making that call. Infield, outfield play. Encarnacion straight up. Will bend in the knees and even stance, and Aquino covering the face with that black mitt. Wines fires. 3-1 is a strike right at the top of the zone at 91 miles an hour. Carolina wanting to save Yerlin Rodriguez for the ninth. 1-0, they lead Fayetteville. And here's the payoff pitch with two outs. Encarnacion pushes a liner out to right, and that'll dunk down for a single. Good piece of two-strike hitting. Two-out hitting as well for Luis Encarnacion. He has a multi-hit game, now 2-for-4. And the tying run on once again. Now with two outs for Jackson Lofton. Elsewhere around the Carolina League today, once the rest of the league gets going, you have series wrapping up. Michael O'Neill's making the walk out to the mound. You have down east at Kannapolis. That game gets going here in about 5 minutes at 1 o'clock. Myrtle Beach is at Augusta. They have a 1:35 start today as the Green Jackets look for win number 39 of the year. Myrtle Beach, one of the better records in the league at 46-33. Salem's at Lynchburg. They get going at 2 o'clock. Red Sox and Hillcats at 5:05. You have Fredericksburg and Delmarva on the Delmarva Peninsula. And then 5:05 as well, Columbia at Charleston. We were off the air before the games concluded yesterday. There was a 11-1 blowout. Charleston destroyed Columbia yesterday at the Joe. Delmarva shut out Fredericksburg, and Salem won big over Lynchburg 11-1 as well. So you had a couple of blowouts. Meanwhile, Augusta played a fun game against Myrtle Beach where they won 6-5 and scored a go-ahead run in the bottom of the eighth inning. Ground ball pulled over to the left field bullpen on the first pitch to Jackson Lofton after that mound visit concludes. Gave a little bit of extra time for Yerlin Rodriguez to warm up. And he's probably close to being ready if they do need to go to him. But Aquino trying to close out four innings out on the hill, and a fly ball should do it for him. Out to center field for Lara. He drifts backward, stops his run. He has it, and the inning is over. Fayetteville's left five runners on since we resumed this ball game. Nothing going for them offensively, and they trail 1-0 going to the bottom of the eighth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Thanks for being with us on this Sunday afternoon. We play two today as Luis Lara swings and grounds the first pitch sharply out of Dari Lorenzo at second. He goes down to Anita Collect and throws over to first for out number one. Not technically a doubleheader, but basically the same concept. We'll play seven innings after about a 30-minute intermission between the conclusion of this game and the start of the next. Carolina just three outs away from securing a series victory heading into the All-Star break. They got a run in the bottom of the seventh on an RBI fielder's choice And now have the Woodpeckers down to their final few outs. Trey Dombrowski in danger of suffering a loss if his club can't come back to tie the game. The 0-1 to Gregory Barrios misses inside. And the count at 1-1. Barrios has gone 1-for-3 with a single yesterday. And a breaking ball in the zone for strike two. Barrios against Dombrowski in his one at bat, struck out swinging. That was in the sixth. Trey retired the first seven batters he faced and then gave up a double and a single to begin the seventh. The RBI fielder's choice with runners on the corners followed. Brought in Arenamo and gave Carolina their current 1-0 lead. Next pitch misses low. And it's 2-2 on Barrios. Carolina with a run on 6 base hits. And now the 2-2 home. In on the hands, knuckled behind home plate. Dombrowski working hard, but it's Encarnacion moving off to the left, throwing aside the mask and making the catch near the third base on deck circle. Little basket-style catch there by Luis Encarnacion. That ball wasn't popped up very high in the air, so he really did not have a lot of time to go and grab it. Dombrowski gave a good effort hustling off the mound as well. He was almost in a dead sprint. He's fighting for every out right now. And now Hedbert Perez in his way to the plate. He'll stand in from the left side and hit with nobody on and two gone. Bottom of the eighth inning, 1-0 Carolina. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. Yesterday, the Asheville Tourists never got off the ground in Bowling Green. They had rain issues similar to us here in Zebulon on the road, and they got postponed. They're going to play a doubleheader today. Kind of like us, we'll play 12 innings, or at least we're scheduled for 12, as a ground ball is pulled out to second base. It's collected by Dari Lorenzo. Lazy flip over to first base, and the inning is over. 1-2-3 for Trey Dombrowski. He's been really good today. He's only given up 3 base runners, but trails 1-0. And Fayetteville with 3 more outs to play with. Going to the top of the ninth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Six lanes, tail lights, red ants marching in through the night.
Dari Lorenzo into the left side as we played the top of the ninth inning. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers trail 1-0, and Yerlin Rodriguez is out of the bullpen trying for the save. He comes in for Patricio Aquino, who ends up pitching 4 innings for Carolina and departs with the lead. Aquino goes 4 scoreless for the Mudcats, allowing just 3 hits, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts. And now Yerlin Rodriguez, who locked up the save on Friday night, starts out to the mound with a chance to lock up his second straight save of this series. 1-1 on Lorenzo as the pitch comes in, and he breaks the bat. Soft line drive out towards second. Perez charges on it, hustles a throw to first just in time to get Dari Lorenzo for the first out. Lorenzo out by half a step. He was lunging towards the bag right as that throw was brought over from second. And now Leo Molina coming up. Well, actually, it looks like we'll have a pinch hitter here. Ricardo Below, the switch hitter, will bat in place of Molina, who had struck out a couple of times today.
Now pinch hitting for the Woodpeckers, number 9, Ricardo Below.
So Molina's pinch hit for it. And now it's Below. And he leans out of the way of an inside fastball. Below batting 248, 5 home runs and 25 RBIs. Hasn't been to the plate since Friday night out of the original starting lineup yesterday. 1-0 is high. Fayetteville's had base runners. It hasn't been for a lack of those. They put two on in the fifth and two on in the sixth, but left them on. Then had another runner aboard in the eighth inning. So they've stranded five over the four-inning scoreless today. 2-0, and Below takes a strike from Yerlin Rodriguez. Rodriguez, his background, 21-year-old, originally from the DR, stands 6'2" out there on the mound. Here's the pitch, and Below foul tips it. On the season, Rodriguez does not have any record but a 4.70 ERA. Tonight is 12th game out of the bullpen, and he didn't have any save opportunities over his first 10 games, but now he's turned into a little bit of a closer over his last couple. 2-2 is off of Rodriguez, hit him on the leg as he tried to spin away, comes forward off of the mound in the throw to first, pulls Chirinos off of the bag, and Below makes it on. Yerlin Rodriguez has signaled to the dugout, and they're going to bring Michael O'Neill, the pitching coach and the athletic trainer, out to check up on their closer. It was a one-hopper right back to him. He tried to spin away from the ball, but it hit him in, one of the calves. It hit him in either the left or the right calf. Still had the awareness to come forward and try and make the play. It doesn't look like he's in too much pain. They'll bring Victor Estevez, the manager, out to check up on him, as well as the rest of the infielders. And the whole contingent will head back to the dugout. Not even going to have him throw any warm-up pitches or anything. He's just going to jump right back into it. So Ricardo Below comes up with a pinch hit single. Again, the Woodpeckers have the tying run on. Garrett McGowan into the left side. McGowan is flied out to center and also walked. Here comes the kick and the pitch from Rodriguez. And he misses inside with a 96-mile-per-hour fastball. He has really good velo. And in fact, he even touched 100 miles an hour, we were told, on Friday night in that save opportunity. Here comes the 1-0 pitch, and it's outside. Two balls and no strikes to McGowan. Infield swung around to the right, pull side of McGowan. Here's the 2-0, and a slider barrels its way in for a strike, 2-1. McGowan has reached once today on a walk. That was in the fifth. He was one of those base runners left the board early. 2-1, and he swings late on 96 again up top. That is some heat. It's about as hard of a fastball as you'll see in this league. And Garrett McGowan trying to time it up. 2-2 count. Here's the pitch, and it's down and in on him. 97 that time, but a balk is committed. Yep. Yerlin Rodriguez did not set. And they will send Ricardo Below down to second base. The tying run is in scoring position with one out. Rodriguez went down to the belt and then instantly picked the leg up. There was no pause, and they're really emphasizing that this year across the minors and the majors. Rodriguez to the chest. He sets, pitches, and strikes out McGowan swinging on a slider. Low and inside. Really well executed pitch by Yerlin Rodriguez.
Now
And the last chance for Fayetteville in this game comes down to Sandro Gastone. Two outs in the top of the ninth, down 1-0. Tying run at second, and Gastone swings at a first pitch changeup. Gastone's been on twice, single and a walk. Trying to extend this game and keep the series alive. Here's the pitch. Slider missed outside. Fayetteville needs to win this game and then win the seven-inning game after this one in order to keep their series chances going. Carolina one out away from securing the series here at home before we reach a game six. Off a second, big lead for below. Second baseman dancing around the bag. Gastone swings. Here's a line drive out of the left, but that gets foul. He smoked that baseball. Got a mid-90s fastball up high, started the hands early and ripped it out into the deck in left field. Hot off of the bat. Sandra almost tied it. And hopefully everybody's okay out there as that line drive came screaming on in. Two-strike pitch, and Gastone takes it. It was down and outside. Good check on a slider. And you got to know in this spot that they're probably going to try and give him a breaking ball, get him to overextend for the final out. Two and two the count with two outs. Yerlin Rodriguez looking for his second save. He's at the chest. He pitches, and he strikes out Gastone, swinging a low and outside slider, and this ball game is over. The Woodpeckers fall 1-0 the final in the resumption of Saturday's ball game, and they have dropped a third in a row here in Zebulon. Next game coming up in about 30 to 45 minutes from now. We will tweet out on Woodpecker social media an official start time in a moment. That's coming up on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network in a moment. Stay tuned. Post-game show, by the way, coming up next. We'll wrap it up when we return. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina. Based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to Zebulon. This is the Woodpeckers postgame show as we close down game five of this series, and the Woodpeckers on the wrong side of a 1-0 ball game. They fall to 35-45 with the loss, the resumption of Saturday's game that was suspended in the fourth inning yesterday and couldn't come across any offense today. Fayetteville did have base runners. They leave six on across five scoreless innings to close things down. They lose 1-0 to the Mudcats, who win a third in a row and have clinched this series before a game six. 40-37, their new record. And the win going to go to Patricio Aquino, 3-3. Yerlin Rodriguez grabs his second save, and Trey Dombrowski, despite his being as effective of a pitcher as he's been this year for the Woodpeckers with great numbers, his record not so much. 3-7 now as he suffers his seventh loss. That's the second most on the club behind only Jose Nadal. Manuel Urias was good yesterday, 3 2/3 scoreless. Dombrowski's final line today, 4 1/3, 2 hits, 1 earned run, no walks, 3 Ks, pitched really well, but ultimately gives up the RBI fielder's choice in the bottom of the 8th inning to Jesus Chirino, scored a man from third, and that was the only run Carolina needed to take it to the finish. And combined with Henderson, Aquino, and Rodriguez pitching the shutout, it is the 9th shutout defeat that Fayetteville has faced this year. Final time of game, 1 hour and 55 minutes. When you combine the time yesterday and the time today, pretty snappy. 2,605 in the ballpark, the official attendance yesterday that gets completed today on this Sunday. Upcoming in Game 6 of the series, it'll be Luis Angel Rodriguez for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. He's been really good of recent, riding a scoreless streak of 11 1/3 total innings. And on the mound for Carolina will be left-hander Nate Peterson, starting game two. So a couple of southpaws coming at you, and we're still awaiting a start time for game six of this series as the field crew works to comb over the field and we get ready to play the series conclusion. And then keep in mind, we do have some weather approaching the area that's currently just to the east or to the west of downtown Raleigh at the moment, and expected to work its way towards us in maybe the next 45 minutes or so, which could make things a little bit dicey come first pitch time or in the early innings of our series conclusion. But we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Game 5 has gone final, and Fayetteville trying to grab a game before we officially enter the 4-day All-Star break. We will pod down the sound here on the broadcast. We'll keep it live, but you won't hear anything for the next 20-25 minutes or so. We will come back with you for an abbreviated pregame show, and stay tuned to Woodpecker's social media for updated first pitch times in Game 6 of this series' conclusion. Game 5 goes to Carolina. They win their 4th of the week, 3rd in a row over Fayetteville, 1-0 the final score. This has been the Woodpeckers postgame show, pregame show coming up in about 30 minutes from now for Game 6 of the series. Thanks again for being with us on this Sunday afternoon, everybody. Signing off for a moment. We'll be back, though, in about a half hour.
this time, we would like to ask you to please rise, remove your caps, and join us as we honor America and celebrate our freedoms with the playing of our national anthem.
Let's go down to the diamond. Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Dirty throws it deep left field. This ball's right back there. Tie game. Three run home run. Line drive out to left field. Long run. It gets down. It hops off the wall. Rounding third. That ball's in the bullpen. This game is over. This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third. He has driven home all three. Line drive out of the right field. Manzueta looking up. It's gone! It's gone! It's gone! A two-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike three. They have done it. The second combined no-hitter in Woodpeckers franchise history.
One to go until the All-Star break. Fayetteville trying to bounce back after falling 1-0 in the opener today. A resumption from the Saturday contest. And now, as Ernie Banks used to say, let's play two. We play seven innings. Woodpeckers and Mudcats live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Andrew Chapman, glad to be with you inside of the visiting radio booth. As a pair of left-handers get ready to go toe-to-toe in the series wrap-up, it's the left-hander Luis Angel Rodriguez for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Opposite the left-hander of Nate Peterson out there firing off his warm-up pitches. Let's meet the starting lineup for the Woodpeckers. John Garcia, Luis Encarnacion, and Tyler Whitaker will be the top three of the order. Ricardo Below, Dari Lorenzo, and Jackson Lofton are the middle three. And the lineup card rounded out by Leo Molina, Sandro Gastone, and Roylan Machandi. The Woodpeckers coming off a 1-0 loss, as mentioned, their ninth shutout defeat of the year. They are 35-45 on the season. Carolina winners of three in a row. They have clinched this series 40-37, their new record, and back to 500, 7-7 in the second half of play. Nate Peterson has completed his warm-up tosses, and into the right side is John Garcia, ready to roll. Here's the first pitch to him. He checks his swing and foul tips it behind home plate, and we are underway at 1:52 in game six of this series. We'll be playing seven innings. Nate Peterson comes in 4-1 with a 3.26 ERA, 10 games, three starts. Here's the 0-1, and Garcia takes the pitch for a strike on the inner corner. It is nothing and two. Now, unfortunately, the weather forecast starts to get pretty spotty about a half hour from now, and there are some flash flood advisories, thunderstorm watches in the area. And unless we can play with a brisk pace, I think we are in danger, hate to say it here, of not getting all seven in, but need to go five to make this game official. As Garcia fouls away an 0-2 pitch, and Nate Peterson kicks and fires. It is outside, 1-2 the count. Garcia playing in his 61st game of the year for Fayetteville. He's batting 175 on the year, with four home runs and 15 RBIs. Peterson kicks and delivers, and another foul ball straight backwards. So Garcia keeps it going. Fayetteville has dropped 4 of 5 this week in Zebulon, so a tough series for them to close out things before the All-Star break. Major League Draft starting up here in just a little bit, as the first round selections will be made by Houston and everybody else. Strike three called to John Garcia as he watches a wraparound slider, and he is the first out of the inning. And now Luis Encarnacion coming up. Nate Peterson, among other numbers this year, has gone 39 innings for Carolina. This is the first season of his pro career after he was drafted last year in the eighth round, originally from Phoenix, Arizona. He's given up 14 earned runs, 15 walks to 50 strikeouts, so pretty good ratio there. Misses low and inside on a breaking ball to Luis Encarnacion, and it's 1-0. Infield, outfield, plays straight up. Peterson gets the target and throws the 1-0. And Enka fouls it off. Encarnacion, the only Woodpecker in the last game with multiple base hits. He finished that game 2-for-4 in the shutout. And steps in batting .264 with four homers and 22 RBIs. Peterson kicks and throws the 1-1. And Encarnacion hits it deep out into left center field. Back goes the left fielder, and that ball is off of the wall on the fly. Encarnacion hustling to second base. Luis Lara plays the carom, gets the ball into the infield. And Encarnacion has a one-out double. So Enka continues to hit this weekend. Ricky Rivera is over to grab the gear of Encarnacion, but he's in a little bit of pain. He's hunched over at the waist, and he's grabbing his lower back. Oh, no. Ricky's going back to the third base box, and fortunately looks like Encarnacion won't need a trainer or anything, but you can tell he's in a little bit of pain. Maybe ramped up a little quick in between games and see how he fares on the bases as Tyler Whitaker steps in. Three hitter today for Fayetteville. He was off in the last game and takes a pitch on the outside corner. Defensively for Carolina, the left fielder is Luis Castillo, and center field is Luis Lara, and out in right, Kalan Nicasia for his second straight start. 1-0 pitch to Whitaker from Peterson out of the stretch is called a strike. On the infield, you have Luke Adams at third base. The shortstop is Gregory Barrios. At second is Yadier Arenamo. And the first baseman, Jesus Parra, doing the catching, Blayberg Diaz for the lefty Peterson. 1-1. Here's the kick and the offer, and it's down and away. So Whitaker ahead in the count, batting .267. Homered in the opener of this series back on the 4th of July. That was Tuesday, his third home run of the season, 16 RBIs, and has a .402 on base. He's been drawing walks at a good rate this week. Five walks already in the series as slider dives low and inside towards his back right foot. Three balls and one strike the count. Encarnacion on second base and being held close on his lead by Arenamo. Peterson looks that way, throws his 3-1, and missed low. It's a walk to Tyler Whitaker, and two of the first three Fayetteville hitters have reached. And a little bit of thunder starting to rumble in the background. Now it is Ricardo Belo. Below the switch hitter, came on as a pinch hit bat off the bench in the ninth inning in the last game, and he came away with a single, a bouncing ball that struck the pitcher. Here's the first pitch to Below, batting as a righty, and he takes a slider outside, so Peterson struggling to command a little bit out of the gate. Wasn't originally scheduled to be a starter. It was going to be a Patricio Aquino that started game six, but with the suspension, they went to Aquino in game five, and he was effective. Four scoreless innings. And now Peterson called into duty. Below takes a strike on the outside corner. Home plate ump is Dylan Holsey. He was working the bases in the last game, and Shane Sullivan is now on the base pads. Two-man umpiring crew in the black ball caps, black polos, and dark gray pants. Mudcats are wearing red with white pants, and the Woodpeckers are back in the all grays. One ball, one strike. Here it is, and Below fans through a fastball. It is 1-2. Next pitch to below is shot off foul to the right side. It is 1-2. With that base hit in the last game, Ricardo Below gets the average back up above 250. He's a 251 on the year with 5 home runs and 25 RBIs. And here's the 1-2 home. Below fouls it off of the inside of his left foot. Ouch. And Below has had issues with that foot before. And he just smoked it. Again, on the inside of the left ankle, Ricky Rivera is already pulling the lineup card out of his back pocket, and I think he's instantly going to go to a sub here. Ricardo Below was in a walking boot not long ago on a pitch he fouled off his foot in Charleston, or rather a hit-by pitch. It got him on the inside of the left ankle, and Below unable to catch a break with that foot this year. And fouled the pitch right off the inside of the leg, and Ricky's already calling for that dugout to get ready to sub him out. Below trying to flex the ankle a little bit and put some weight on the foot. But you'd hate to see a pivotal piece of the middle of the Woodpeckers' order go down again after missing some time in June with that foot injury. They're having Below walk up the first base line and try and feel it out a little bit. And, of course, we're a little bit pressed for time, of course, with the thunderstorm looming right now. And obviously want to make sure that Below's okay to continue or substitute him out. But as we try and get this game in, of course, the injury delays slow things down a little bit. Below is going to stay in this game. That's a great sign. He thought after fouling off initially that he was no doubt going to have to leave the game with that foot being an issue for him. But he will hang in there. Encarnacion at second, Whitaker at first. We're in the top of the first inning, 7-inning ball game. And now Peterson, after a long pause, he pitches. And the 1-2 Below strikes out swinging. He went up high to get a fastball. And that is the second out of the inning for Nate Peterson. Nate Peterson hasn't thrown as many innings as some of his teammates this year on the Mudcats pitching staff. That's because he was on the injured list for exactly a month. He was placed on the injured list back on June 2nd. Didn't pitch for most of June. He was just recently reinstated back on Monday before this series started on Tuesday. So this is his first game off of the injured list since that IL stint. Here's the 0-1 home to Dari Lorenzo, switch hitter from the right side, and he hacks under a slider. It is 1-2. Dari Lorenzo batting .211 on the year. Checks on a high pitch. He didn't go. 2 home runs and 12 RBIs on the season for Dari. And he carries a .292 on base percentage into what is his 52nd game this season for Fayetteville. First and second, the runners. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and Lorenzo takes a low changeup. 2-2. These spots are what sold the Woodpeckers short in the last game. They stranded 6 base runners over 5 scoreless innings to lose that game 1-0. Trying to bring them around early here. 2-2 the count. Here's the pitch to Lorenzo, and he strikes out. Inside slider tied him up. And Nate Peterson, despite the double and the walk, puts up a scoreless first inning with 3 strikeouts. Home first coming up. Carolina grabbing the bats. No score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401. They're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-4000.
323-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
DJ Manny, fresh, 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 fresh. Yeah, fresh, 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 fresh. Fresh, 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 fresh. Fresh, 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 fresh. Go DJ, that's my DJ.
Underway in the series finale in Zebulon, the Woodpeckers strand two runners on the bases in the top of the first, and now Luis Angel Rodriguez gets to go to work. The Fayetteville left-hander riding a scoreless stretch of 11 and a third innings coming into today. He faces off against right-handed bat Yadier Arenamo to begin the inning and misses inside with a first pitch slider. Arenamo will be followed by Luke Adams and then Luis Lara. Here's the pitch, and it's chopped foul over to the left field bullpen. 1-1. Adams, then Luis Lara, then Gregory Barrios, the cleanup hitter. Luis Castillo bats fifth, Jason Venus sixth, and the bottom three are Jesus Parra, Blayberg Diaz, and Kalan Nicasia. Here's a fly ball lifted out into left center. Long run for the Fayetteville left fielder. Center fielder Machandi out there as well, and he'll be the one to make the catch. Started to approach the warning track where it measures 365 feet. So now here's Luke Adams. First pitch to Adams is down and inside, a slider, and it's 1-0. Adams playing in his 62nd game of the season. He comes in batting .223 with 7 home runs and 31 RBIs. Next pitch is called strike on the outside corner. 1-1. Luis Angel Rodriguez, he's been great for the Woodpeckers since he came to town. 1-0 with a 1-2-1 ERA. 1-1 pitch, and it missed inside. He keeps pitching like this, and he'll find himself in Asheville pretty soon. You consider the fact that he was in the Carolina League all last year with Myrtle Beach. He has plenty of run in this league already, despite just 5 games with the Woodpeckers. Fly ball right side out of play, and it's 2-2 on Adams. Over 22 and a third innings, he's given up just 3 earned runs, 13 walks, and 30 total strikeouts. Adams fouls the pitch off to the right. 2 balls and 2 strikes with 1 away. The bases are empty. And Luis Angel Rodriguez throws his break even. It ran inside, and it got a piece of the catcher, Gastone. I think it hit him in the shoulder. And now the Fayetteville catcher a little shaken up. 3 balls and 2 strikes, the count on Luke Adams. And now here comes the payoff pitch. Adams fouls it back, and it will remain full.
Hey, that's a great catch.
Adams, the Hillsdale, Illinois native, sprays another one off to the right side out of play. So Adams putting together a good battle against Luis Angel Rodriguez. We saw him on Tuesday in the series opener. Rodriguez in that game, July 4th, was fantastic out of the bullpen in a game that was a blowout. That was when they scored 13 runs early. He went four scoreless, gave up just one hit in the back end of that game, struck out six, walked three. Adams chops away another one foul off to the third base side. A really long battle being had right now between Rodriguez and Adams. Here comes the next offer, and it's down and in. Adams works a really long walk.
Luke Adams called the long courtesy of Verizon Wireless. Be sure and walk into Verizon and learn how you can stay connected with the network more people rely on. That's Verizon Wireless.
And now the batter is Luis Lara. Laura into the right side. Approaching 50 games on the year. Tonight, number 49. Runner on the move to second. Adams gets into second base, and a ground ball is pushed through the wide open right side of the infield. Adams gets to his feet, makes it down to third. And a perfectly executed hit and run puts runners on the corners for the Mudcats. Not a well-hit ball. It was in on the knuckles. And Laura put it right to the spot where the Fayetteville second baseman, Leo Molina, vacated. And now it's Gregory Barrios. Middle infield double play depth. They're at the corners, one out. Rodriguez in his scoreless streak and a little bit of jeopardy as he throws over to first. And Laura dives back in. I wonder what Carolina might do here. Aggressive base running team. Maybe try and send Lara with his speed to second. See if they can bait a throw and get Adams to the plate. Gregory Barrios, 238 batter. He's driven in 20. Here's the pitch. Runner on the go to second. Gastone will throw, and he sails it into center field. Adams scores. Lara's going to third. Throw from center field, not in time. It is 1-0 Mudcats, and not only did the Mudcats bait a throw to second base, they baited a throw to center field. You know, if you're going to go for it, you got to be accurate with it. And not only do they allow Lara to allow the run to score, but they allow another possible run to go 90 feet away. Now Luis Lara is at third base. So Gregory Barrios will hit now with a shaded in infield. Everybody in on the grass, and the pitch home is rocked out into right center field. This will bring home another run. Cutting it off into the gap, Frank Perez. And tagging from third, Luis Lara. He is in, and it's 2-0 Mudcats on a sac fly.
And now, fans, please welcome to the plate, batting for the Mudcats, number 29, Luis Castillo.
So Luis Castillo coming up quickly around the diamond today for Fayetteville. John Garcia's in left. Center fielder is Roylan Machandi, and out in right, that was actually Tyler Whitaker out there making the play. Pitch to Castillo, and he takes a slider for strike one. On the infield, you have third baseman Ricardo Below. The shortstop is Jackson Lofton. And over at second base is Leo Molina. The first baseman is Luis Encarnacion, and the catcher is Sandro Gastone. Luis Rodriguez's scoreless stretch has come to an end after 11 and two-thirds innings. The batter Castillo takes a slider for strike two. And after the game was scoreless until the eighth inning, in game five earlier, it's an early Carolina lead here in the series wrap-up. They're trying to take 5 of 6 from the Woodpeckers going into the break. Fastball outside, and it's 1-2 on Castillo. Next pitch coming home, and a slider missed outside. Two balls and two strikes. And Rodriguez being forced to throw quite a few pitches here. And now he rings up Castillo looking. So there's strike three. Rodriguez gets one, but allows two. And it's 2-0 Mudcats going to the top of the second on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
DJ Manny.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Zebulon and Five Counties Stadium. And unfortunately, we have entered a rain delay after one inning today. The tarp is going on the field, and we have a pretty big thunderstorm approaching. There's an aerial flood advisory, a thunderstorm advisory, a severe thunderstorm advisory, and due to lightning in the area as well. The players have been pulled off the field, and we will await a decision between the clubhouses and the umpires as to what we will do. This is, I'd stress, a big system right now. We're looking at probably an hour and a half to 2 hours of rain, so probably no baseball to be played anytime in the near future. And, of course, going into the All-Star break, I'm sure both these teams are trying to get their guys home and wrap up this series. But we'll see how it plays out over the next few minutes or so, or next half hour maybe, before a decision is ultimately reached. And if we do continue play today, it'll be in the top of the second inning with Carolina leading 2-0. We will pod down the sound here on the broadcast, keep things live, but in the meantime, we have reached a weather delay with the tarp on the field in the second inning here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. So thanks for your patience, but the rain coming to Zebulon, and we will keep you updated on Woodpeckers social media on whether today's game will be resumed at a later point in the evening or ultimately suspended until a later time. Stay tuned for that. This is Woodpeckers Baseball and a weather delay from Zebulon.